The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The holidays are coming, and this is the time of year that parents exchange the kids. Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
There's a video rolling around. It's gone viral of a man who's very upset because the mother of his child is out with another man. Now, you know right away they're not together, but they're probably still seeing each other. Here's an excerpt.
I got a 5-year old child. He's lacking attention from his mama. He got school tomorrow. You got work tomorrow.
He's on break.
Stop chasing the street and chase motherfucking education.
Let me paint the picture for you. She is at a restaurant outside dining with another man, and he sees that and he doesn't like it one bit. They have a child together.
But it doesn't seem like they're still together. They just have a child together.
Well, the thing is that you could tell that he still loves her, right? That's why he cares that much. But you shouldn't be worried about what that person is doing. A lot of times we'll use the excuses. Oh, it's because my kid. It's because no. If you are going after somebody like that, it's because you're still in your feels.
Or you can't be concerned about your kid's well-being because your mom, the mom's out.
Mm-mm.
Partying and she should be home with the kid.
Nah, go pick up your kid.
Well, Automatic,
you're concerned about her.
Automatic, you discovered a woman cheating on you before, right?
Yes.
Well, you say you were the most cool, calm, and collective person at that
moment.
Hell
no.
So I think maybe he's acting out of this is all a frustration and maybe betrayal that he's feeling inside.
Well, no matter what, you're always going to have feelings for your baby mama. Always.
That's not true. It is true.
You're going to have some kind of feeling. It doesn't mean you're in love with them, but you're going to have some kind of feeling. And you're going to want them to be the best person they can be for your kid. And if she's going out every single night partying with other dudes and not taking your kid, I can see a reaction like this.
Is the child being taken care of? If the answer is yes, then that means he's just in his feels about her. And you have to let that go, especially because of your child. Hurting one another doesn't do anything for your child. That should be number one. Mom and dad, if you're fighting, calling each other names, attacking one another, you're hurting your child. And that is not being a good parent. So what should you do during the holidays if you don't get along with the father or mother of your child? We've got some advice and we'll share it with you when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Many parents who are no longer together understand what we're discussing, the holiday exchange. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. This video's gone viral of a father seeing the mother of his child out with another man. Here's an excerpt in which he brings up his child.
I got a 5-year-old child. He's lacking attention from his mama. He got school tomorrow. You got work tomorrow.
He's on break.
He also mentions in said video that they were together just last night. So he's hurt. He loves this woman, and I get it. I do. I understand that. You still have feelings, but you can't control the way somebody else feels or their actions. As long as your child is being taken care of, that should be the number one priority. And I understand it's hard because I made a lot of mistakes when I was a 15-year-old mother. Trust me. But the one thing I never did is fight over one of those men. No freaking way am I laying a hand on anyone.
That was probably the most impressive thing to me about this video is that none of the men started yelling at each other or attacking each other because in all reality, they don't have any quarrel with each other. The only fight that's going on is between the man and his baby mama.
I agree because at the end of the day, although some very nasty words were exchanged, right?
Right.
Nobody was hurt and no, there's no physical harm done. So that as long as everybody avoids the bookings, that's always a slight win in my heart.
And let's also remember that the harm is in the man's heart. He does love her, but you have to control those emotions. You can't let those emotions come out in this kind of way. It's not only damaging to her, you're damaging yourself.
I don't know that he's absolutely in love with this woman.
Oh, he's
I know.
In love with that woman. I'm telling you, he's like, I was with you. You're wearing
so
my ring. That man loves this woman.
What's
Let
your
it
advice
go.
To her then if she slept with him the night before?
She does. Well, she's taking advantage just like man does. It's the same thing. She knows he loves her, so she's calling the shots. Don't let somebody call the shots on your life. Don't do that. If you're pulling up and allowing them to use you, knowing that they don't really love you anymore, you're part of the problem too. You're asking for this. You have to look in the mirror. There has to be some accountability. If it's in your life, it's you. You are pulling up to her place. you are having sexy time with her knowing that she doesn't even like you anymore. So stop being her toy and do the best you can for yourself and your child. So now let me give you a couple of pieces of advice if you are raising a child in separate households. If you absolutely can't get along, have a mediator when you exchange a child. And I don't mean go to the courts or anything like that. Hopefully both of you are paying your child support, you're doing your thing. I mean have grandma meet the other person, a brother, sister, cousin, somebody, so that the child doesn't have to experience the trauma of that exchange, of you two screaming at one another.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that it'll stick with the kid for their entire
it's
life.
Horrible. And then finally, can you just be there? Mom and dad, can you just be there? It's not that hard.
Well, that's what he was asking her to do. Just be there for our kid.
She is out. If the kid is being taken care of, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for the holidays and these special occasions. Men go out, women go out. You should be able to go out. If you get a sitter and your child is taken care of, that's fine. If you're not abandoning them and abusing them, and if you're caring for them, that's fine. I'm saying when you tell your son or daughter, I'll pick you up for Christmas, and you don't, that's trauma, that's harmful. Be there for your child. And please, I'm talking to mothers and fathers, don't hold your child ransom to hurt the other person. If they want to be in their lives, it's not about you. It's about your child. Do the right thing. All right, so this video that we are talking about and the advice is up on our social media. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, or please follow us now on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The gift you give your partner actually says something about your relationship. Let's talk about it now. The Dana Cortez Show with Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So it doesn't always mean what it appears to. Let's just say for instance, you get a vacuum cleaner. You're probably thinking, this is the worst gift ever. It's horrible. But what if the person with you just thinks maybe the one you have isn't in good condition?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a very clean person and they think that it's something you'll appreciate. Vacuum cleaners ain't cheap, baby.
Nobody wants a vacuum cleaner for their birthday or for Christmas.
This is true, Automatic. And I actually did this to my mom. I actually got her one year and it didn't go well. But what if I told you a story about a coworker of mine? I'm not going to name any names, that got this beautiful upgraded wedding ring.
Okay.
And I saw this ring and I was like, oh my God, their relationship must be perfect. I bet everything's great. And within a year and a half of her getting that Christmas present upgrade from her man, they were divorced. So it doesn't necessarily mean what it appears to from the outside looking in.
So you're trying to say if you spend a bunch of money, it doesn't mean that you're happy.
That's right. It doesn't. Now, and I would tell you this, because Automatic has always come with the gifts. From the first time he gave me this incredible birthday gift, he comes into my apartment and he's carrying a really beautiful bottle of red wine in one hand, and the other hand is a globe. Oh. And it's just this beautiful globe. And I'm like, what does he do? I knew it was a birthday present, but what's up with the globe? He's like, let's toast, and I'm going to show you the world. Oh. And that was like so amazing.
I'm going to tell you, that was like movie shit.
Right, bet there. You I turned her.
And you didn't spend a ton of money on that.
No, I spent like less than $100.
Yeah, less than $100. But I will never forget how that made me feel. And then we went to dinner, and then of course we had dessert later.
It's all been downhill since then,
no,
though.
No, it has not. But you're not the best at buying jewelry.
Oh. Are you trying to say that the jewelry I bought you don't like?
No, I love it, but you spend too much money. A lot of men don't know how to buy jewelry. That's another show. But let's talk about this. Here's the question, okay, to women or men. If you don't like the gift they give you, should you say something, or is it the thought that counts and let it go? 833-DANA-SHOW. I'll answer that question when we return. It's Girl Talk here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever get a gift, whether it's Christmas, birthday, whatever occasion, from your partner, and you absolutely hated it? Do you tell them you don't like it? Or does the thought count and you just let it go? We're about to tell you. It's Girl Talk here inside the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. I have a question for Automatic. We did not plan this, so hopefully he'll be okay with it.
Let's hear it.
Have I ever given you something that you absolutely did not like?
Of course.
What?
Some of the clothes you buy me. There's been like, what else have you bought me that I didn't?
I remember one in particular.
What?
I bought you a bathrobe.
Oh, like what do I need a bathrobe for? I'm not that guy. Do you know how many bathrobes I've been gifted in my life? I don't wear a bathrobe.
Yeah.
I'm not 65 and retired.
And when he opened it, that's the exact spiel he gave me. And I never gave you another bathrobe, right?
Well, I will say this. You were not the first woman to give me a bathrobe. You're probably the third or fourth.
Whoa.
So you're saying that the bathrobe is a thoughtless gift?
It is a thoughtless gift that many women give for some reason. I don't get it.
I think this might be a you. Maybe you are projecting bathroom robe vibes.
Yeah, because you think you're
I must be.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't know
what it is. Put your bathrobe on with your slippers and walk around. That's the kind of guy you pretend to be.
I must act like I'm retired.
So once you told me that, I never, ever again bought you a bathrobe. And that's the answer. You have to tell your partner how you feel. If you don't, gift giving can become like almost something you don't look forward to. You don't want that person's gift. You're building bad feelings.
What have I given you that you didn't like?
Nothing. The only thing I don't like is when you bought me some jewelry, you spend too much money.
That's
the only thing.
The one thing I know as a man, I don't ever try to buy you clothes. That is like clothes or even shoes, unless I clear them with you first, because there's a very good chance you're not going to like them.
What's the number one thing I always ask for every year?
Money.
That's it. So I can buy my own stuff.
Well, automatic, you barely dress yourself. So you shouldn't buy anybody clothes.
Look at this outfit.
Yeah, dude.
This is some exclusive Adidas wear right here.
Hold on. Automatic is Adidas head to toe. You look like a sixth grader right now. I swear. With a little cap. Adidas on from head to toe. We should put a picture up. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go to my story. Okay, so but once again, back to this. You have to say something. Don't let the years of bad feelings pile up. If I kept giving Otto a bathrobe, or, you know, here's a new bathrobe and you didn't like it, you'd resent me. You'd be like, you don't know who I am as a person.
Do you know what else I don't need for my birthday or for Christmas?
What?
Barbecue, like, gear. I don't need barbecue gear for Christmas.
That's
I don't
not
need
you.
No, I don't need a spatula or, like, some cool gloves or something. That's just not me.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you don't tell your partner who you are from inside, like, this is not me, they're never going to know who you are. If you're tired of getting ugly gifts and you haven't said anything, at some point it's your fault. Tell
Anthony,
your partner.
Have you ever gotten a really bad gift?
Yes, I got a really bad hoodie sweater situation from an ex one time.
How was a hoodie ever bad?
It was just the logo was ugly. It was like a generic OVO one. And I didn't want to shade it or nothing like that. So I just never wore it again. But my little brother took it, hopefully. So that was cool.
Have you ever given a bad gift that you know of?
That I know of. In regards to gift givings and significant others, no. I think I'm a pretty good gift giver. Dana could attest to that. So.
That's why he has so many girlfriends.
It's not just the thought that counts. It's how well you know your significant other. But how are they going to know you if you don't tell them who you are? All right, we'll post all of this advice via our social media. Please follow us on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here's what we're debating today inside the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. 18-year-old Emmanuel Duran was ejected from his high school football game in Edinburgh, Texas, for unsportsmanlike conduct. And then, after all that, he runs onto the field, blindsides a referee. I'm talking, he co-clocked this guy. He was arrested, and it cost his entire team the playoffs. Now, he was only charged with a Class A misdemeanor. At first, we thought there was a felony charge. This is like a ticket. He'll have a fine, probably community service. So the question is, were the charges warranted, and is it fair that the entire team was suspended for one player's action? Before we take this to the court, I want to ask both of you, DJ Automatic, Anthony A., you both played sports. Did you ever act this stupidly during high school or college in sports?
I fouled out of a few basketball games, but I've never had nowhere near like what this dude did at all. No, not at all.
I mean, that guy didn't get up. The referee didn't get
up. Oh, no, it was a clear blindside. Like, he blasted that referee. Like,
yeah, that was a cheap shot. I never got ejected for hitting a ref or an ump or anything, but I did get ejected from a few games.
Well, for what, Automatic? Tell us.
One time I was coming into home plate. I was sliding into home plate. I knew I was going to be out, so I ended up kicking the catcher in the chest.
Ooh. With your cleats?
Yeah, I got kicked out of that game immediately, and then the umpire came up to me after, and he said, "You're lucky I don't throw you out of high school sports, period."
But that was somebody like that.
Well, I didn't want to be out. And then I got ejected some other times for, like, you know, getting into about balls and strikes. I was a vocal player when I was in high school.
No, that's what we call it now.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Not violent, vocal.
And did you get arrested for any of these or booked?
No, of course not, no.
See, I don't think they should have booked this young man.
Yeah, but he attacked a referee on the field. He blindsided an old man.
You know what? Why don't you watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram, or if you're on Facebook, please like our page. The video's up now, Dana Cortez Show. And when we come back, DJ Automatic, you say that the charges and the ejection of the entire team were fair?
I say the charges are fair. I don't agree with the ejection of the team.
And you say no charges, Anthony, and you think the ejection of the team was good to go.
Yeah, you got to make an example out of the player, but you don't want to create a criminal going forward.
We're debating this next. Watch the video, and then you tell us what you think, too. It's the Dana Cortez Show. The debate continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're debating an 18-year-old high school student. His name is Emmanuel Duron, who was ejected from his football game after he blindsided a referee on the field. Dana Cortez Show is on. It's Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Before you tap in on the phone lines and give your opinion, I want you to watch the video first. Because Automatic, you did say earlier, this guy is older. He didn't even get up. I mean, the way he hit the field, I was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, this kid's a middle linebacker. He's 18 years old. He came
he's
in
a big man.
Yeah, you're full.
You don't know if he's a middle linebacker. You just made that up.
He was over 6 foot. He was a good sized kid.
Yeah. Now you just turned into an Nancy.
He had a middle linebacker number on.
He automatically turned into like a scout all of a sudden. Okay.
Go to @DanaCortez.
I heard he's gonna play for UT.
Instagram @DanaCortez on Instagram to watch a video, or Facebook Dana Cortez Show. My question is, were the charges warranted? Because he was charged with assault, but it's a Class A misdemeanor.
Yes.
He's getting a ticket, and he's going to have to probably go to community service. Charges, you say yes. What about the entire team being ejected?
No, I don't think the whole team should suffer for his actions. What he did was he ran out onto that field. If you watch the video, he's got people from his team chasing him, trying to stop him. He still decided that he was going to knock that man to his rear, and now the whole team has to pay for it, and they're out of the Texas playoffs. Anybody who knows anything about high school football, Texas playoffs are a humongous deal, and those kids have worked their entire lives to get there, and because of this one kid's stupid move, because he got a hot head over being ejected, he cost his entire team a place in the Texas playoffs. You know what they should do? They should just beat his
That's what well, no, well, that's not teaching
you
a lesson.
You can't do that. I kicking the team out of the state tournament is good because you have to make an example. You have to make an example because 2 years prior in San Antonio, Texas, a similar incident happened where two players were encouraged to make the same move by his coaches. So I think the coaches in that case should be booked, yes. But I think this kid is just a little thing of passion. It was on the field. If he would have punched him after, then I'm like, that's assault. But he just came, hit him, and the dude fell. He got up. Everything's okay. I think kicking the team out of the tournament is enough. You don't want to turn him into a criminal. They booked him. They gave him the whole role of, like, you got to sit behind a car. You got to do this stuff. He's not a criminal. He's a kid who plays a sport who got the best of him.
He attacked an old man. He blindsided an old man. You can't do that. That's never okay.
The guy's definitely 60-plus. I have to take Automatic side on this. He didn't get a felony charge, so they obviously somewhat sided with Anthony. They don't want to charge him with a felony where this could live on his record. He's getting a ticket, and he deserves it. If I'm here at work and I don't like something, I can't go pop somebody. I can't blindside him. You know what happens? I go to jail. As a grown woman, I might lose the show. We might lose everything. So I am siding with DJ Automatic on this one.
Plus, he probably would have rather gone to jail than have his whole team miss the playoffs. Those guys are going to hate him for the rest of their lives.
So they don't get to, like, make good or, like,
no.
That's why I think it's enough not to put him in jail. He has to live with this the rest of his life, and that's going to weigh on him. That's going to weigh on a young 18-year-old man.
Don't you know who it weighed on? The referee.
His old ass got up. He's fine. And for the record, any team that Dana Cortez is playing on, if it's talking football, they're going to lose anyway.
I'm a Cowboys fan. All right, that's the debate. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. thinks that the woman he's dating is going to buy him a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. What do you think happens if she does with their relationship? What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show? What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
There was a lot of trigger words in Dana's sentence right there.
She basically bought you a ring.
She did. Whoa, Automatic. Jesus, dude, you guys are just firing off on all cylinders here. What's up? I'm Anthony A.
So before you talk again about how much you want a PlayStation 5, this is your fault. Anthony A's been seeing this woman, one particular woman, more than any other. I mean, the man has flown across the country on more than one or two occasions.
It was a state, dude. It was one state.
To visit her.
It was a direct flight.
And I could tell she likes him, and I could tell he likes her. In fact, we were on a meeting one time, and he had her on full speaker in the middle of our private meeting. So when that happened, I was like, okay, this guy right here, he is definitely...
Do we want to tell the speakerphone story?
No. He snitched, as Otto always does.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was there.
Oh, yeah, that was
Who
funny.
Who would have thought thought that Anthony had the woman he's dating on our corporate call. So Otto's like, yeah, you know, Anthony's up there visiting one of his and he's like, he can't put the pictures up because he don't want to destroy this relationship and all his Tinder loves. Yeah. And everybody goes, whoa. And Anthony's like, she's in the car, bro.
Yeah, automatic made it hot, dude. It was a bad situation.
Snitch-o-matic. Yeah, don't ever tell him anything.
It was an accident.
But I don't think she's going to. But so if she does get me one,
does that mean we have to take this relationship to like the next phase?
It means that you've already hinted to her to buy it for you, so you better be ready to settle down.
I haven't mentioned anything. But
you've said it on the radio like 100 times.
And I know for a fact she listens because she's constantly liking our stuff now, suddenly.
Oh, my God. So do you think she's my girl?
If she gets you a PS5, I mean, you're basically engaged.
What?
At least in her head.
No, dude.
Okay, the question is right now, just for you, seriously, do you really like this woman?
It's cool. Yes, I do.
It's cool.
That's how
that means he really likes her.
Are you falling for her? I'm not going to use the L word yet, but are you falling in that little direction?
No, after the women I dated, you don't fall at that no more.
Anthony, she's a good woman, right?
She is, but they all appear to be for the first couple months.
Does she have a chest tattoo?
No. Chest Whoa, piece. No, dude. I told you I'm done with strippers and women with chest tattoos. All right, that's 2019 me, okay?
If this woman buys Anthony a PlayStation 5, that, by the way, he's been hinting at he wants. He's throwing it out there every single day for the past 4 weeks. And for those who don't know, the PlayStation 5 is almost $600, okay? Does that mean he is in a committed relationship?
I mean, I'm ready to DJ the wedding.
Oh, whoa, dude, wow, guys, wow.
Is it commitment time? What guys think continues next with your calls?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A. has been seeing the same woman for a minute, and he's putting it out in the universe. I want a PlayStation 5. If she buys him this gift, does that mean she's expecting him to commit to a monogamous relationship? It's What Guys Think here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Phones blew up. They're still ringing right now. Line 5, Mr. Ram. A PlayStation 5 is almost $600. Does she want him to commit?
Only they would know, because he only knows what they have talked about. I mean, you see Rihanna, I don't see her exclusive to anybody.
I know Rihanna's not exclusive to anybody, but Rihanna's rich. Most women don't have $600.
How do you know the girl Anthony A with is not rich?
I know she's not rich because he told me.
Oh! I knew my dog.
And plus,
back.
He wouldn't be paying for the flights, and we know he's paying for his own
exactly.
flights.
Exactly. She'd be paying for his flights.
Oh, if she's paying for the flights, I think A must be laying it down.
Hey, my God! There we go, baby. Bye-bye.
No, she's not.
He's paying for the flights.
So obviously, she's laying it down. How much are you spending on your wife? You're married. You guys have children. What's the bank account look like for the present for your loved one?
I would say like $300 is good.
Because, exactly.
I mean, I got kids to buy a bunch of stuff for. But if I didn't have kids, obviously that price could go up.
They don't have kids and they're not even committed. If the woman's spending $600, she's expecting something. Commitment.
I think we already know what she expected. She got it already a couple of times.
He refuses to say commit. He refuses. All right, our next caller, Miss G's been holding. Let me compose myself. Okay, the question is, if the woman that Anthony A. is dating buys him a PlayStation 5 for Christmas, is she expecting him to commit and be in a monogamous relationship?
Yes, absolutely. Don't spend more than $100 on a relationship gift if it's like between the first and third year, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like between the first and third month. So.
Dude, no. No, see, Anthony's been quiet about it. He's been seeing this girl for almost a year now.
No, not a year. No. Dana, you're gonna upset a lot of other women. Don't do that. Don't do that right
well,
now.
Well, Anthony, I'm sorry to put the truth out there. So she wants him to commit, right, if she's going to buy him the PlayStation 5?
Yes. Absolutely.
I said it was basically an engagement ring.
Okay, you are newly engaged, is what the gentleman told me when they put you on hold before the call. You are newly engaged. How much money are you spending on your fiance for Christmas?
Actually, we have a budget of $100 because we're saving for future things.
Oh, there we go. Responsible couple here.
Nice.
So see, if this woman's buying you a nearly $600 gift, you better get ready to get on bended knee, Anthony.
I know you don't put out like that.
Oh, God.
We are taking this conversation to social media. We need your opinion at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Follow now Facebook Dana Cortez Show. And next week, we're going to explore how much is too much to spend on your significant other. Back with more to Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In a now viral video, the world was shocked when a Florida man chased an alligator underwater and rescued his three-month-old puppy from the jaws of death. So where are they now? WTF Store here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
The man's name is Richard Wilbanks. He's 74 years old. And when he saw his baby dog, Gunner, be attacked by an alligator, he didn't even hesitate, not even for a second. He chased that gator into the water and freed his puppy. How did it all go down?
He just came out like a missile.
Like a missile and grabbed my little doggy Gunner.
He's gonna have himself a little snack.
I have a lot more faith in this Florida man than the others.
Oh, for sure. The man saved his dog, so he said his adrenaline went through the roof and he didn't even think about it. He didn't think twice about running into that water and saving his dog. I want you to know, this is a baby alligator, okay? You can go watch the video on our social media. And some people are like, oh, it's just a little baby alligator. It doesn't matter.
It's still an alligator.
And there's a mama alligator very near. Oh. Anytime there's a baby alligator. Scary. All right, so how is Mr. Wilbanks and his little dog Gunner?
He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
That poor man had to have stitches and several tetanus shots as well. You never know what you're going to do for the love of a pet. DJ Automatic actually jumped into the Rio Grande, into a marsh where someone had gotten stuck for 3 days and had their legs amputated, to save our dog.
So what happened was the dogs got out of the yard. I went chasing after them. They run out into the Rio Grande. They get about 100 yards into the Rio Grande. And then they got scared and started crying. So I had to walk out there with mud up to my hips. I thought I was going to die.
And you forgot. You're naked in your underwear.
The news did a story on it because the last person lost their legs out there.
What the hell is naked in your underwear, Dana? What does that even mean?
Because he had to get down.
I was
to
naked.
Drawers.
I had underwear on, but that was it because I was just out there in the middle of the Rio Grande with a dog on my shoulder trying not to die.
And then some strangers walked by and the man got down to his underwear and jumped in to help Otto too.
Sounds weird now.
It does sound very weird, dude.
Oh, this is awkward.
Anthony A., are you running in to save Metro's life if he's being attacked by a gator?
Dude, he's on his own. I'm not an investigator.
Investigator? What do you mean? See it happening.
Gator, investigator, respect the pun, dog.
I get it, That's today's WTF story right here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier this week, inside the debate here on the Dana Cortez Show, we discussed a high school senior who blindsided a referee. I mean, he knocked him out on a field. And we're revisiting it now. What guys think on the Dana Cortez Show? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
As a parent, I couldn't help but think, if this was my child, what is that kid getting when they get home? How am I handling the entire situation? This guy was arrested. He's 18. He's in high school, but he's considered an adult. They arrested him. Class A misdemeanor. Okay, he got a ticket, basically. And his entire team was disqualified from the Texas high school playoffs, and they actually won that game.
We are all in agreement that the team should have kind of been disqualified or whatever there, what happened with them. But like you said, Dana, my mind kind of goes to, he went to jail and he had a post bail, so therefore he had to call his family member, his mother, or somebody from jail. Have you ever had to call somebody from jail?
No, I've never had to go to jail.
That is one of the most disappointing and heartbreaking feelings
really
you could ever give a call to a mother. And I remember when I got released from jail, my family was like, my mom and my grandmother, they kind of taught, like, you learned your lesson already. So they were really kind to me. So, like, my thought was, like, what's going to happen to this kid after he goes out of jail? Because he has to be feeling the lowest he's ever felt in his life.
I don't think so, because I think that this is something this kid has done before. You could see everybody chase him. He'd already been ejected.
Yeah, but he didn't have something like this happen. He's never had repercussions like this
before. And that's the problem. At 18, if you're still behaving like this, after you've already been ejected from a game for unsportsmanlike conduct, you have the audacity to take it a step further with no regard for anybody but yourself leads me to believe that this is not the first, second, third, or fifth time that this kid has done something like this, and someone always says, oh, he's a good player. It's okay. Oh, you know what? It's funny. It's all right. Well, mijo, you're a great player. Don't worry about it. And guess what?
I feel like
you're paying a price.
I feel like the only reason he acted like that is just bad parenting. The only reason a kid would act like this is because he thinks it's okay. And if you don't teach your kid from birth that acting like that is not okay, then there might be some bad parenting going on.
It's not necessarily bad parenting either. Okay, it is bad parenting, but maybe not in the way you're saying. Sometimes parents don't know how to parent. And so maybe they're angry all the time. Maybe they don't know how to discipline you. So they scream and they act crazy. And therefore, you scream and act crazy because that's all you've been taught.
Well, that was another thing I thought of, you know. I'm two classes away from a psychology degree, so I'm pretty much a psychiatrist.
Okay.
I was thinking this kid probably has an abusive father, and he's acting out this way because he feels like that's okay to act this way.
Well, then now my heart breaks a little bit more for him. If that's what he has to go home to after this, then it's not good for him all the way around. So we as a society should not just shun him away because we sit here and hop up on a pedestal and talk about men who have to express their emotions in a healthy way. Obviously, this kid has some emotions.
That would be allowing anybody who's been abused to just act any way they want.
So what do you do to him then? If he is your kid, Dana.
One thing, you're going to stay in jail. If you're my kid, I'm not pulling you out. Number two, if it's my kid, that's not happening anyway in the first place. Because from the time you are born, there are rules. And you have to abide by those rules. And if you don't abide by those rules, you get nothing. My job is to put a roof over your head, make sure you're healthy, feed your little body, and make sure you get an education. And if you fall off of that, then you don't get anything extra. And this kid was a good athlete, so they kept defending his behavior. And I don't know, out of his parents were abusive or not, or maybe they just don't know how to raise a child.
Or the other scenario can be that he could be the child of a single mom, and she just doesn't know how to control him.
Or he could just be a selfish person.
That's a big thing.
How about there's got to be some accountability? The blame game? I'm done with it. We've all been through trauma. We've all been through some maybe not everybody, but a lot of people have been hungry, abused, yelled at, screamed at, lived in a impoverished area. At one point, you got to say, okay, look, I got to turn my life around. I can't behave this way. Because when you're 18, you're the person going to jail, as this kid learned. And right now, I want you to go watch the video. We got a lot of reaction from it. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. And I want you to tap in on the phone lines. It's your kid. How are you handling it? 833-DANA-SHOW. Back with your calls next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're discussing viral video of a high school student in Edinburgh, Texas, who blindsided a ref in the middle of a game after he'd already been ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct. What guys think here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So we have a caller. Her name is Carol on the line. She is the mother of a very extraordinary young man, single mom. And I got to ask you right now, how would you have handled this whole situation if that was your son?
Oh, I would kill him. That's uncalled for. I'm sorry. You know what? I've taught my kid better than that. And somewhere something went wrong. That kid had anger issues, period. For him to even think about doing that, if my kid even thought about it, I'd be like, no, you're done. I would let them arrest him because he was over 18. I mean, I'd probably kick him out. I'd be so embarrassed as a parent to see my kid do something like that. That would not happen. And that's because he has no respect for people, period.
I'm glad that you said that because I think that tough love is the best love. And my child wouldn't do that in the first place because once they make a mistake when they're little, you have to continue. Correct. If you cover up and you're like, oh, it's okay. Exactly. Then the situation gets worse and worse and worse. And then you got a kid who's 18 knocking out a 60-plus-year-old referee in the middle of the field.
But do you think it's okay that they got rid of the whole team? They said the team couldn't be in the playoffs.
It's a tough situation, but as coaches, you are also responsible for your entire team. And what one player does can affect everybody, and they know that. They play as a team, they suffer as a team. And unfortunately, they all suffered those consequences of what his actions were. But that's what happens. You know, you win as a team, you lose as a team, and everything else happens as a team. You know, that's just part of it. It's unfortunate.
But those kids were chasing down that kid and trying to stop him.
But as an administration now, right, if you're hosting a tournament, you have to set an example so other teams can't think they can get away with that going forward.
I just don't think it was fair to the other kids.
It's not fair, but life's not fair, is it?
It's not fair, but unfortunately, like I said, when you win together, you lose together, and you suffer consequences of everybody else that's on your team. I get it. It's not like it in probably college and so and everything else. But somewhere the coaches also went wrong, because that coach ran on that field because he knew he was going to do something.
He'd already been ejected from the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. He doubled down when it hit that old man. And guess what? It's out. You're out. It's over. It's sad. It's sad when I watch that video.
It is sad because it starts, like you said, as a child, if you don't teach your kids the right way from the get-go, it's going to continue and it's just going to get worse. People make excuses of, oh, they're little. It's just like when kids are fighting or they're cussing and everything else. It seems funny, but when they get older and they continue those bad habits, it's just not a good situation for them as an adult. You know, and so somewhere you have to, as an adult, say, I'm not going to let this happen. Stop making excuses for your kids for doing things wrong because they're young, they're little, and it's just funny. It's like, no, it's not. No. You have to start from the beginning.
Correcting your child and being on top of them is part of the love you have for them. You want to have good children so they grow up to be good adults, period. Right. That's it.
And I get it. People are going to say, well, the coaches aren't their parents. They're not responsible, but yes, in a way they are, because they see those coaches every single day at practice and everywhere else. They had to have known that this kid had anger problems, and they should have either sidelined him and said, sorry, you can't play until you figure your attitude out. That's how you stop it. Because if at that point he would have reacted to one of the coaches in the same way, if they would have said, you're not playing today, guarantee you, if they would have told him at any point, you can't play today or you can't play anymore until you figure things out, he would have probably reacted to them the same way. And guess what? Then he would have been off the team completely, and it wouldn't have affected the rest of the team later.
Well, again, playing sports is a privilege. And that's something that kids got to understand. It's a privilege, you know, so act right or you don't get to play. And I do want to say something quickly to parents. It's also our responsibility to love our children. Tell them that they are important. Tell them they can achieve anything and help them in that aspect. But don't coddle them. When they do something wrong, it's also love to correct them and show them the right path. All right, this discussion continues at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We're reposting the video if you hadn't seen it. Also, Facebook, follow us now, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the holiday season, and you have to tackle the task of coming up with an amazing gift for your new girlfriend. But what are a few things you shouldn't get her? Let's list those right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum padre, a.k.a. her husband, DJ Automatic. And earlier, we were going back and forth about the Dear Dana topic.
Yes.
I believe. And the girl was talking about gifts, and she mentioned to us that her, there was a vacuum cleaner given.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend gave her a vacuum cleaner and she hated it.
Duh. Oh, of course she's going to hate it. What man in his right mind is going to give a woman a vacuum cleaner?
Well, somebody got to do some s**king in the house. Oh, you know what? Let's not even keep that.
That's good, though.
Let's not even keep that. That's a lot right there. No, nobody, I don't think anybody would be excited about a vacuum cleaner. And I heard even the Roomba ones are kind of like, they're not all they're cracked out to be.
Well, they suck. We got one.
Did you have to chase it around your house the whole time?
I don't even use it anymore. It just sits there.
My friend is like, dude, I was chasing it around like a stray dog.
It was more work to turn it on and use it than it was to actually just vacuum on my own.
That's what I heard. Yeah. So for any new boyfriend out there thinking of what you should and shouldn't get your girlfriend for this holiday season, let's list off the one thing you shouldn't get her. Number one, flowers.
Oh, for Christmas?
No.
No. That's a horrible idea.
And you got Valentine's Day coming up, so just keep that in mind, okay? Number two, a ring that's not an engagement ring.
That's murky waters there.
Don't do it, dogs. Don't do it.
Especially if you're not ready to get married, you're giving the wrong impression.
And here's another gem I'm going to throw out there. I was a little confused by it, but then I thought about it. I was like, I guess you shouldn't give her that. Luggage.
I got luggage one time for Christmas. I will say it was one of the worst gifts I've ever gotten. Not because I hate luggage, but because it was cheap luggage.
Ooh.
And you know, as a traveler, Anthony, there's nothing worse than cheap luggage.
That sucks. And if you're going to give me luggage, it better come with a plan to go somewhere.
Thank you.
All right. No luggage or no trip is a bad gift. And the worst, absolutely worst thing you can give your new girlfriend on Christmas is workout apparel.
Might as well just tell her she's fat.
I would tell you about the time that I accidentally gave a girl some workout apparel, but she had made me promise to never talk about her again. Let us know some things you shouldn't get your girlfriend. Ladies, if we missed any, please, at Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You're...